For nearly 30 years, India and Bangladesh have argued over the control of a tiny rock island in the Bay of Bengal. Now the rising sea waters have resolved this dispute for them. The island is gone. Neumor Island in the Sundarbans has been completely submerged. Its disappearance has been confirmed by satellite imagery and sea patrols. What the two countries, India and Bangladesh, could not achieve while talking has been resolved by global warming. Neumor Island in India and South Talapatti Island in Bangladesh. It was an uninhabited island which emerged in the Bay of Bengal in the aftermath of the Bhola cyclone in 1970. It has been created by the Delta currents. It is located in the south of the Harbhanga River. Now it has submerged due to rising sea water. In the aftermath of the Bhola cyclone in 1970, a small island unexpectedly emerged in the Ganga Delta region of Bay of Bengal. Because the island emerged approximately 3.5 kilometers from the mouth of the Harbhanga River, which serves as the river border between Bangladesh and India, its geological location prompted both nations to claim the island under their jurisdiction. Soon, the concern regarding the sovereignty of the island reignited and escalated the long-neglected border dispute between the two nations, which today is known as Indo-Bangladesh Maritime Border Dispute. This disputed island was named Neumor by India and South Talapatti by Bangladesh. India and Bangladesh both claim the empty Neumor Island, which is about 2 miles long and 1.5 miles wide. There is no permanent structure on the Neumor Island. But India sent some paramilitary soldiers to its rocky shores in 1981 to hoist its national flag. The demarcation of the maritime boundary and who controls the remaining islands remains an open issue between two South Asian neighbors, and the disappearance of the island does not resolve it. Since the sudden submerge of the Neumor or the South Talapatti Island in 1970, India and Bangladesh have long disputed over the ownership of the island and the demarcation of the maritime boundary for over 40 years. Although the disputed island is now submerged, the two nations have failed to reach bilateral agreement on the determination of the maritime boundary. To delimit the boundaries, India applies equidistant principle and Bangladesh claims one based on equality principles. This has resulted in overmapping maritime boundaries between the two nations and highlighted the fact that concept of maritime boundaries demarcating refers not only in settling of over limits of marine zones but overlapping marine zones with opposite or adjacent nations. Ending a 40-year-old dispute, United Nations gave the verdict on India and Bangladesh maritime boundaries in the Bay of Bengal. awarding nearly 4/5 of 25,000 square kilometers of exclusive economic zone to Bangladesh. The verdict binding on both countries opens the way for Bangladesh to explore for oil and gas in Bay of Bengal and ends the dispute over sea boundaries. Even though India believes the delimitation has been done by an arbitrary fashion, it's not a loser. Control of the disputed Numor Island and concomitant access to Haribanga River is a significant gain. The island, supposedly rich in oil and natural gas, has been a traditional sore point between the two neighboring countries. The settlement of the maritime boundaries will enhance more mutual understanding and goodwill between India and Bangladesh by bringing a closure to a long pending issue. Global warming, as much as a villain as it is, seems to have solved at least one international border dispute. In this unfortunate turn of events for both the countries, it has washed away the island that they were fighting for over 3 decades. This is your host Rutuja Sangeet Rao signing off. I hope you liked today's episode. Stay tuned for more episodes.